woke up to footsteps outside my window, so I opened my eyes, and I wish I wouldn't have done that. As I sat down to record the podcast for today, it is thundering and raining out, so I thought it would be nice to tell some stories with a bit of ambiance in the background. Hope you enjoy.
The Nightmare Society.
This started in April of this year and is somewhat still going on. My husband and I bought a cabin on 7 acres of land. It's part woods, but the majority is open fields that's partially fenced. There's a tree line that separates one side of my land from a neighboring farm. That tree line is a nice view out my kitchen window and is quite pretty. But now it terrifies me. Around the end of April, I am walking my land, just exploring as we had just moved in. I happen to glance up and I see an unoccupied tree stand. I didn't think much of it since we live in the country and the land is full of deer and turkey. It was not hunting season, but people still like to watch the wildlife. The only off thing about it was that it faced my house. I went on with my day, not thinking about it. About 2 days later, I'm pulling in my driveway and happen to look across my field and I see the damn tree stand in a freaking different tree and still facing my house. It creeped me out, but I didn't feel threatened because there's 1.5 acres between my house and the tree stand. I had never seen a person in the stand and my husband told me it's probably someone deer or bird watching, which made me feel better. The tree stand ended up moving from tree to tree so much that it became a game between my daughter and I to play find the tree stand until late June. It was almost dark outside when I took our puppy out to potty. As he's doing his business, I mosey on over towards the tree line, not even thinking about the tree stand. I tend to wander around our property just enjoying the peacefulness and animal noises. I'm not good with determining distance, but I guess I was about 25 feet from the tree line when I see him. A man with what looked like either a camera or binoculars around his neck. I couldn't make out many details because it was almost dark. I truly don't believe he knew that I saw him because I didn't react to him. I was walking diagonally toward the tree line and could see him out of my right peripheral vision. I pretend like I don't see him and mosey my way back toward my house when I hear a creak of the tree stand and him scurrying down the damn tree. He had to make it down the stand, which gave me a head start, but he was frantically making his way out of the tree. I looked back one time and saw him at the edge of a cattle fence looking at me. My husband searched the property line for him but didn't find him. My daughter no longer stays at home alone and I carry my pistol every time I go outside. I hate having to carry a weapon on my own property. I feel as though I'm being watched and it's not a good feeling. We still see the tree stand and it's moved from tree to tree. Sometimes we can't spot it at all, which creeps me out even more. I probably should have originally mentioned that the tree stand has not been on my side of the property. It's always been on the tree line and the neighbor owns the tree line. They planted trees and let the brush grow up as a way to divide the land. There's also a cattle fence along the tree line. In response to some comments on the post, the contributor mentions that they don't have many neighbors, but the ones they do have know about this. But they have no idea who he could be. The only neighbor they haven't spoken to about it is the one that owns the property that the tree stand is on. The lady owns over 100 acres and is elderly, and the poster hears from neighbors that she lives alone. They've thought about knocking on her door and asking if she knows who it could be, but they don't want to freak her out. This story began in March of 2017. I'm a 19-year-old male. My family and I moved to this new house in March of 2017. I was really excited because this house was huge and had a beautiful garden with a pool and a hot tub. I'm not bragging, but this information will be important later on. When we moved in, the real estate agent told my parents and me that there had been a series of home invasions on our street and that the house and our neighbor's house were the only ones which they haven't broken in yet. The first weird thing started happening in May of 2017. My room is at the patio, so when I look out my window, I can see the patio and the hot tub. At first, I could hear the gate of our garden being opened at night. That was continuing for the next 10 weeks. Sometimes we would go outside in the morning and all the lamps would be bashed in. Yes, 10 weeks. It's like the property is haunted by a poltergeist since we haven't seen anybody doing these things. At first, we thought that some burglars are opening our garden gate at night because every morning my parents open the patio door so our dog can go outside and pee while one of my parents would get dressed to go for a morning walk. So I guess the burglars were hoping for our dog to run off so they would have it easy to enter our home. All these incidents made me and my mom feel really unsafe in our own house. All of a sudden it stopped, so we thought that the person or people whoever did this moved on or got bored. But after 5 months, everything started over again, but worse. In November, I woke up to footsteps outside my window, so I opened my eyes and wished that I wouldn't have done that. The moment I was so scared of actually happened. What I saw was a 6'3" man standing outside my window and watching me while I sleep. He looked so old, yet so young. He had this young face, but his haircut made him look 25 years older. At least that's what I could see in the dark. I was frozen. I couldn't move, so we just looked at each other in the eyes for what felt like an eternity. Suddenly he ran off, so I took my chance and ran to my parents' room and told them everything. My dad grabbed his gun, which he is keeping at home now because he got worried over the past months. He's a police officer. He ran outside but couldn't find the man, but only a broken gate, so he called the police. The police, actually two colleagues of his, came, but they couldn't do much, so they left rather quickly. 2 months later, I woke up to splashing sounds. I got up and looked outside my window. I noticed that the sound was coming from the pool, but I couldn't see it due to trees blocking my view. So I shrugged it off because I thought that there's just something wrong with the pump, which wasn't a rare thing. So I went back to bed. I had a hard time falling asleep though, since the sound grew louder and more intense. So I got up and went to the living room, which allows me to see the entire garden. When I looked outside, I got the same feeling which I had 2 months ago when I spotted the guy outside my window. Anyway, I looked outside and saw the same man standing in our pool, draining our pool with a small cup. And I mean it how I said it. He was standing in our pool with a cup, throwing the pool water on the grass. He had this dead stare in his eyes, like he didn't even know what he was doing. He noticed me watching him and just smiled at me while diving down, like that's his way to escape. I woke up my dad, who immediately called the police. They left as fast as they came, since they didn't find anything but an empty pool. They said he was probably homeless and was just washing himself, but I'm certain he was not just washing himself. It is now August of 2018. I noticed some weird cars standing in front of our house lately, and if someone would spot them, they would drive off. My parents left me alone this weekend since it's my uncle's birthday. I didn't want to come along, so I decided to stay home. I got bored all alone at this big house, so I called a couple of friends of mine to come and hang out at my place. They came around 7 p.m. and we started drinking some wine and listening to some music. Time passed and it was 11 p.m. when we heard someone knocking at the window of our living room. I thought I was imagining the knocks, but my friends looked at me like they were about to ask if I was expecting someone else. I turned off the music to listen, but all we heard was silence. I turned on the patio lights when a girlfriend of mine yelled,
"Hey, there's someone running!"
I didn't see anyone, but heard the gate slam shut. I was worried, but decided not to call the police since they couldn't do anything anyway. I was really glad that my friends drank something and had to crash at my place so I wouldn't be alone that night. Today is Saturday and my friends left around 5 p.m. I was in my room when I heard something fall in my bathroom, so I got up to see what it was. When I walked towards the bathroom, I was dying inside when I could see a person right behind the door. The person didn't notice that I spotted him, so I walked back in my room to get my phone to call the police and my parents. I wanted to go down to the den because my lock on my door was broken. When I passed the bathroom, I saw that the person was still there, so I opened my camera and took a picture as proof for my family and friends. Here is the photo. It's not a very interesting photo. I zoomed in a little. When I took the photo, my dumbass didn't think about the flash, so when I took the pic, the light illuminated the entire bathroom and the door slammed shut. I thought that was my chance to abandon the house completely, so I ran right out of my house and called the police. They arrived within 10 minutes. They went inside and came out with the same man who was terrorizing me and my family for over a year now. Half naked. The police said he was sitting in our bathtub just staring at the drain. He was constantly saying,
"The cult elderly will eliminate you. The cult elderly will eliminate you. The cult elderly will eliminate you. The cult elderly will eliminate you."
Right now, I am sitting here in my room writing this story and worrying about the cult he was talking about.
The cult elderly.
Are the suspicious cars in front of my house part of the cult, or was he just an insane man? This entire event doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know what is yet to come, but my family and I will move again in December. Thank God. Thank God. Hopefully our contributors will have their issues resolved soon. Quite terrifying. Thank you to our contributors, Talia Jade and Tice_106. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by leaving a review on your preferred podcatcher. And if you're listening via YouTube, you can help me greatly by liking and commenting. And no matter where you're listening from, please remember to subscribe and share. Thank you so much. Until next time, stay safe.